News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, we're going to go straight to a guest. Glad to have with us right now, serving in House District 71 in the Georgia Legislature. In his second term right now, Georgia Legislator Philip Singleton is sitting right here in the ad hoc mobile studio in the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead here at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Representative Singleton, thanks so much for being with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, listen, so I've been talking for the last hour and a half, I guess, really, to my listeners. We broadcast mostly across North Alabama and then a ton online, but talking to him about the Freedom Caucus in D.C., what that means, and the fact that the Conservative Partnership Institute, in conjunction with the Freedom Caucus guys from D.C., are working to move towards what I think really has to happen, which is forming Freedom Caucuses in our state legislature. I will go ahead and express my professional jealousy at the fact that you serve in Georgia, and apparently you're getting the first ever Freedom Caucus at the state state legislative level. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a process. It's taken a couple years. Really, the last 6 months, though, tremendous movement. And you know, I can't give enough credit to Ed Corrigan and Andy Roth and Justin Wemay and some of those guys up at CPI and at the Club Foundation and. Yeah. Just tremendous help, but just the right place at the right time. And I was a club fellow this last year, and also I've been in a pretty epic back and forth battle with the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House here, our Speaker in Georgia.
Right.
And so none of those. I didn't pick any of those things. You know, I ran for Congress right out of the Army back in 2017, just to serve my country, and it ended up in a state House seat because of a special election, and. Ended up running for the state house against a former congressman, Lynn Westmoreland's daughter,
right?
Who was, the hand selected heir apparent, and so it very quickly, we were outspent almost 4-1, and it was just, I'm just a limited government conservative, and it's just the journey has taken 2 years, and we launched a Freedom Caucus today for the first time. We're bicameral, which is also very unique. It's never happened before. Really a lot of lessons learned from D.C. There's a lot of parity between the House Freedom Caucus and the Senate conservatives, the Rand Pauls and the Jim Jordans of the world. But we really wanted to make sure at the state legislature that we're ready. Sometimes you can't win a fight in the House, but that you could win in the Senate and vice versa. And or a greater example of Georgia, you may be able to win the fight in the Senate, but you may be able to change the bill better in the committees on the House side.
Absolutely.
And so bicameral just made a lot of sense, and also made sure that the party apparatus knew that the Freedom Caucus is not about it's not about just fighting the establishment. It's not designed
perfect
to,
point.
The Freedom Caucus is designed to be the conscience of the party and to be the ones that are going to stand there steadfast and say, look, we campaigned on school freedom. We campaigned on campus free speech. We campaigned on constitutional carry. We're in Atlanta now, and we're going to do those things that we campaigned on. That's really what it's about, is trying to.
Well, you sound like you almost listened to my monologue, because earlier my monologue was how we've got to start getting back to the point of proof-checking our politicians, because so many of them will run, and a campaign ad looks like an ultra-conservative, but then if you actually check their voting record, you find something just the opposite. But nonetheless, I mean, and you may agree with this, having served 8 years in our legislature, I've said multiple times on this show that a lot of times what happens to us in our state capitals has more impact on our daily lives than what happens in D.C.
Every time.
Yeah.
Outside of the Homeowners Association, which is the most powerful political entity on the planet, outside of an HOA, your state capital absolutely is doing it. People don't realize, most federal regulations and laws anyway have very little impact at the state level unless there's a mirror bill or a state version of that same sort of regulation, because, by and large, constitutionally, we're protected from federal overreach, by and large. Now, obviously, the Biden administration and what we're seeing is...
it's epic levels right now.
Constitution be damned, right. But, in general, they can do a lot with federal agencies, but they can't be compulsory to state agencies. They can't make the GBI, for example, go enforce a federal gun mandate. And legislators are waking up across the country because of these vaccine mandates, because of these unconstitutional lockdowns, and they're waking up and saying, hey, wait a second. You mean I don't even have to do anything. I have to just say, no, you can't do that, and it goes away. You know, and the courts are siding with us.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch that happen. And I think too, one of the things that if you had to find a sunny side of COVID, which is hard to say,
right?
But if you had to find a sunny side of COVID, it's that people have awakened to the idea of government overreach. And there's a push like what you're experiencing right now by helping form this Freedom Caucus. There's a push right now to restore civil liberties to prominence as opposed to allowing them to just kind of fritter away.
That's right.
So you guys are forming the caucus, and am I correct that you're going to be the caucus chair? Is that right?
No, I'm going to be the vice chair.
Vice chair, okay.
Yeah, so our chair is Senator Greg Dolezal. It was important, you know, in Georgia, the Speaker of the House reigns supreme, and, you know, he'll tell you. Everyone else will tell you. So it was important for us to make sure that our leadership started in the Senate, because senators, you know, they don't really they don't have to pay deference to the Speaker of the House. And so it was important for us to make sure that the point was made that this is not an anti, you know, oftentimes we find ourselves to be anti-establishment, but that's not because we're anti-establishment. It's because we said we ran and campaigned on no tax increases, and you're, you know, doing a 2% hotel motel tax increase. Well, we said we didn't support that. And so we say no. You say, well, gosh darn it, you're being anti-establishment again. I was like, no, I'm being anti-tax increase again. Yeah. You know, and so there's a, you know, they love to label to separate, but no, it's going to be a senator. And then, you know, we do have members in both chambers, the House and the Senate. We have some members that have chosen to remain anonymous because of the political ramifications.
Okay.
But it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of years.
Yeah, it will. And I look forward to hearing it. And I look forward to seeing it imported across the western border of Georgia and Alabama.
Alabama, let's go.
I'm
ready
saying,
for you.
There's a few Alabama folks here today. And you know, the interesting thing is I actually, working with the Alabama Policy Institute, after I left office in 2018, I began floating the idea of forming a conservative policy caucus with the Policy Institute, giving them all the backing they would need. We told them we'd give them all the air cover they would need. And there were a few members beginning to like the idea. Of course, COVID hit, and then everything became hard to do. But I actually had members of leadership tell me they did not want me helping form a caucus that they would have to deal with. And that's the case, because so often that is seen as making their life difficult. But the reality is what it's doing is it's giving a voice to the probably the vast majority of your state and my state to have a caucus of members who believe a certain way and will follow through on it.
Yeah, look, nobody wants accountability.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fact of the world we live in. And frankly, you know, what we see, and, you know, you've been around long enough to see it, but oftentimes the longer a state is Republican or Democrat, for that matter, it doesn't really matter which party, the establishment apparatus works the same. It's not party specific. But the longer that party in power is, it often seems the further they move away from what the base is promoting. So a grand example of, say, Alabama is like it's interesting that oftentimes the more red the state is, the less conservative the state is.
There you go. I've been saying that too. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Georgia is another great example. You know, two decades we've had Republican leadership. You know, we've got a Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, Republican Senate majority, Republican House majority, and we can't get things as easy as campus free speech or Save Girls Sports.
No kidding.
Stuff that it's like, you know, Save Girls Sports is a piece of legislation that's got like 85% approval rating amongst all parties, Democrats and Republicans. You know, parents don't want their daughters losing competitions to biological boys. And it's like, you know, I'm not trying to make that the issue, but the point is there's a big disparity between what the grassroots voters that are electing people are and what the establishment leadership, you know, their methods have shifted to how do they preserve their own power. And they have forgotten they're so comfortable and they've been there so long that they've forgotten that they're supposed to be supporting their constituents.
Yeah, and I had a segment on my show I did not long ago where I talked about the fact that when you're in a supermajority, and technically I said, first of all, that I think having a strong Democrat party actually sharpens the knives of the Republican Party, if
100%.
You know what I mean.
I totally agree.
It gives them accountability. It gives them a check and balance. But at the same time, when you have a supermajority, it's easy to become fat and lazy. And so, well, listen, we're about to wrap this segment up here, but tell me this, roughly speaking, how many members do you think you're going to have House and Senate wise in the caucus to initiate?
We're not going to say. So I would tell you,
not even on Right Side Radio.
No, not okay. Enough, but not enough.
Well, I get that. Yeah. Well, you know what though? What you want is just enough, because you don't want to get fat and lazy as a having the vast voting block of the body. But I get it. And hey, man, best wishes. Get her done, and thanks for your service to the country as well.
Of course. Call me anytime.
All right, man. Hey, that's Georgia Representative from House District 71, Philip Singleton, who is sitting here with us talking about forming the Freedom Caucus in the state of Georgia. Listen, we're Right Side Radio, heading to a short break right now, but when we get back, we'll kind of wrap that segment up. More to come, folks. This is good stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me tell you real quick about my friends at eTax Breaks. You got to know about this, because who has the coolest job in the world? I mean, they do. To just literally call people every day and say, hey, found you some more money. That's what they do. So eTaxBreaks.com, what they do is they literally look at your business, the things that you do, the things you thought may have been common sense and wouldn't have thought a thing about it. Like, where did you place your business? Who did you hire? Did you keep your business open during the pandemic? Did you survive a natural disaster? Just any number of things. Well, it turns out there's over 3,000 programs nationwide that qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, tax refunds, grants, all kinds of things, basically found money for just doing what you thought was common sense. Well, that's what eTax Breaks does. And they don't get paid unless they find you money. And in July alone this year, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. 1 month! And folks, listen, it's a no harm, no foul thing. Check them out. If you don't qualify, they'll just tell you. But if you do, they'll find you some money. They've got a special website just for our listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. Hey, listen, I want to just introduce somebody to the listening audience. You guys get to hear Copper's voice all the time. She is the integral piece. She's the one who keeps the trains running on time. She's the one who turns the board on and basically makes sure that I sound like a real person. But then we got somebody, so I would call her my in-house tech. Then I have my outhouse tech. Outhouse. I don't know. You're in the outhouse. All right. So Copper runs the board, and I guess we're going to go ahead and say that Birdman runs the outhouse. So welcome to the show. We're just calling you Birdman on the air for right now.
Well, hey, thanks for letting me hop on with you.
So you are the tech guy who made sure that the USB cable was plugged in today and we actually got sound.
Hey, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
I mean, I said earlier it was the equivalent of being asked, did you reboot, sir? That's basically what happened, but it worked.
Hey, primetime tech support. That's what I'm here for.
Well, but you know what's cool, though, and I do say this for our studio audience. So, you know, I'm a firm believer of having good people around you. And good people also who march to the same drum, if you will. And I do know from knowing you a bit that I'm not talking about things you don't already believe in.
That's true. Yeah. And that's, you know, even from the first time I heard about this, and I was always in support of it, because I've always believed that, especially now, it takes the people that are willing to stand up and speak out. I think that's the most important thing. You know.
Well, it is. And if people don't speak out, then they're never heard, which sounds like common sense, but it's a truthism.
Absolutely.
And so, well, listen, I am glad you're part of the team. Glad you got the USB cable plugged in today. I sat here in a cold sweat trying to figure out if we were going to have sound, and you were over here doing tech stuff, and I'm like, praise God. But anyway, glad you're on the team. You guys will probably be hearing about Birdman. He's going to be running things like social media, podcast uploads, making sure that the website is up to date and current, and that the USB cable is plugged in.
And that the USB, yeah, that's it.
All right. All right. Thanks, man. Glad you're here with us in Atlanta today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, folks, you're going to be here, and we got a great team. And by the way, speaking of team, if you want to be part of the team, want to advertise on this show, we had one just the other day that emailed and said, hey, I'm a veteran-owned small business in the area. I want to know how I advertise on Right Side Radio. Well, we're going to hook you up. So two of our folks that are also on the team, Bobby and Ed, those two guys are selling ads, making sure that team members are joining in and have the opportunity to be represented here on the air. And so if you want to be a part of that team, you want to know how best you can advertise your business on Right Side Radio, then all you got to do is go to our website, www.rightsideradio.org, and click on Listen Live. And I'm sorry, not Listen Live. Click on the contact, and then literally it'll show you here's how you connect, or you can send an email through the website directly to us. We'll get it, and we'll square you away. So, yeah, all good stuff. Well, listen, so coming up at the next hour, I'm hoping as long as he's out of his meeting, I know he's in a meeting right now, Andy Roth. Andy Roth's been working with Club for Growth in D.C., and then he went and worked with what was called the Club for Growth Foundation. I was a Club for Growth Foundation fellow. I was in the founding class of that in 2020, and what it basically meant was it's a training opportunity. It's an opportunity to get input from sources that I never would have had the opportunity for if they hadn't put it together. So we'll have Andy Roth coming in to talk about that. Andy is now the one who is helping spearhead the organization that is putting together all of the opportunities for Freedom Caucuses to be stood up in the state legislatures. And I consider him to be a personal friend, somebody who I've gotten to know here in the last year, like I said. So hopefully coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have Andy Roth. The other thing that I'm hitting in the triple dipper I'm going to next is the notion of wokeness in the military. And it's gotten to be sort of epidemic in its own sense, all right? The idea that we've got a military, strongest fighting force on the face of the earth, and we're going to spend time talking about what their gender identities are and making sure that they have to go through gender sensitivity training, and diversity and inclusion is now a chief position within the U.S. Special Operations Command. I'm just telling you, it's a messed up situation. It does nothing but degrade our readiness, in my opinion. It is a distraction from training, and it's a detractor to morale. So we'll be talking about that here in a minute, because what's happened here most recently, the thing that caught my attention and what brought it back to the forefront of my discussions and why I made it a segment of our Triple Dipper for the day, is that Biden has now nominated a Navy admiral to be the vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who said that he embraces the idea that we need gender advisors working with our combat troops. Gender advisors working with our combat troops. Tell me why that's a good idea. Well, I got news. I'll tell you why it's not a good idea. But we got plenty of that to talk through and to get through the time. And then, by the way, if we have time, so I told you earlier in the show, right, got to proof check your politicians. I talked about it with Representative Singleton from Georgia a few minutes ago. Got to proof check your politicians. Well, the Alabama Policy Institute's helping with that. This past year, we gave you a scorecard, the ability to proof check your politicians after they voted. But what about if you had an opportunity to talk to them up front before they even head down to Montgomery at all and say, hey, man, I was reading this paper, conservative policy points. Here's some things I'd like you to consider. Would you do these? Yeah. Proof check your politicians up front and after the fact. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.